Welcome back to Table Dive. Today we're going to dive into the review of Break, the system we've been playing. It's a TTRPG Kickstarter by Ronaldo and Grey Wizard. So I think we're going to start off with the manual. First things first, I think we can all agree on this. Amazing art.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, best art I've seen in a book in a long time.
Yeah. And yeah. So much of it.
Oh, yeah. There's so many funny art pictures in here, too. It's not even... Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really good. The flavor is just really, yeah, really fun.
I think there's a picture almost every page.
Pretty much.
Some have multiple pictures on them.
Yeah. And they're not, it's like, simple little things. Like, they're pretty detailed.
Oh, very detailed. Everything has character. It's either funny or dark. Like, there's so much. It's really awesome.
Yeah, I really like that because it gives, you know, the player a real solid idea of what to picture when they're navigating the world and everything, what it really looks and feels like.
Yeah, I do feel like the elephant in the room though is the amount of information in this book is overwhelming. There is so much in here, jam-packed on every page, that it was a kind of a slog to get through, to be honest, when trying to figure out just how to make a character. Like,
yeah, I agree. It felt like I was looking at like 50 different pages just during character creation alone.
It sends you all over the place, too. You're constantly scrolling down, then back up, then down, then back up, then down, then back up.
I mean, I do love the fact that they have page notes. That's fantastic where you're looking.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. At least it tells you where to go.
True.
And then you can go back up to it. But, yeah, it does go down in a line for character creation. But you do have to move back up and move down to understand what that thing actually means.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can make a character in one step, like going down and following the steps. But you don't actually understand what those things do unless you go and look for them on a different page.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
In a book this exhaustive, those page notes are definitely necessary.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what it would be like to actually physically look through this book.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a pain, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a duality of emotion because it's beautiful, right? Like, I would be, like, I was stoked looking at this. Like, my initial reaction was like, holy shit, I love this. The art is fantastic. You know, it's super charming. And then as I got to, like, you know, page 170, like, oh god, I've had enough.
It's definitely an appealing book, but it is a workout to get any information out of this book.
Yeah,
I think this is one of those instances where a PDF is actually kind of nice because you can just search for what you're looking for, which is nice. Having the real book, like, so I don't even know how I would find half the stuff sometimes.
Yeah. I will say I like more than I dislike about the book for sure, but it is an undertaking to get through.
Yeah, I don't think this game is made for one shots. It was very hard to do that. I had to take some stuff out, like navigation, for a one shot. I mean, I could just say, oh, you guys make it there, but how the navigation works is you roll and you want to go one place, but if you fail your rolls, you completely go to a different area.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot in this book.
I mean, the book is 460 pages as well.
Yeah.
Now, but this could just be the PDF. Like, we don't know what the physical copy looks like either.
That's true. This is also early access, so yes. This isn't version 1.0. This is a beta. It might change in the future. We don't know exactly what the final product's going to look like. So,
I will say, though, it has a very thorough index, which I enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's a two-page index. Yeah, jam-packed.
The appendixes really help, too, at the bottom, because it summarizes a lot of the gameplay portion of it. Where it says everything a lot more detailed up in the regular book, but the appendix kind of shortens it down, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. And I guess, like, when it came to making a character, I got to say, though, one of the things I wasn't sure on at first, but I ended up liking, is that the stats are tied to your class. And they're not rolled and picked or anything, like, you know, like most systems we play, that it's just, it makes choosing what class you're going to be that much more important.
Yeah,
so you do roll and you can get pluses and minuses,
yeah,
to change it a little bit, but it doesn't really change it much.
No.
And the leveling system is really unique. I really like the leveling system in it. It's not based off of, like, you kill this thing and you get this experience for killing it. You only get experience based off how many hours of actual live gameplay you played. So, like, tonight you guys would have got 4 experience points because we played for 4 hours, well, total between the two sessions. And that's how the experience is done. So it's slow leveling, but it's guaranteed leveling just by playing.
Yeah.
And it makes people not want to, like, they can do anything. They can craft. They have a crafting system in here. You don't have to just go around killing a bunch of monsters. Like, you can actually go in depth and do some other things besides just killing things.
Yeah, there's a lot of skill-based abilities in this. I do gotta say, the stats thing, though, I kind of like it because it alleviates that worry of, oh crap, am I gonna roll bad for my class? It has presets for most of them, which is nice.
Yeah.
Now, you also have the ability to just randomly roll your class. I have noticed when we were building characters, you could literally roll every option to make it random if you want to make a random character.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, it gives you that, to give you that option, I guess. I don't know if a lot of people would do that, but maybe.
What'd you guys think of the mechanics, and how easy was it to learn the system?
I would consider this a more challenging game to learn, for sure.
Yeah,
but having said that, I really did. There were parts that I really loved. The special successes, adding that like layer of reward, was really pretty fun.
I liked. I can't say anything I didn't actually like about the game, except that it was one of the toughest games for me to like wrap my head around, just because there was so much. Rules and different things inside of the game, and we didn't even touch on building a city or crafting anything, any navigation. Like, we didn't do any of that stuff, and it's all in here. And I didn't read through it too much because I knew we weren't going to do it, because there's so much other stuff to learn. I had to go through this probably 4 or 5 times, and I still think I missed some things.
It is indeed a lot of information, especially when it comes to learning the system. The D20 system to roll below, and then the combination of the D20 system to roll above for attacking is kind of strenuous, I guess.
Yeah, like, it was confusing.
They should definitely work on sticking to one side of the mechanic.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That actually is probably one of the harder things. If we weren't using the module in Foundry, I don't think it would have been so easy to remember.
No, yeah, there would have been a lot more fumbling and going, oh, wait, is this one under? Is this one over? Blah, blah, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That is a very good point.
Yeah.
I will say the Foundry module use actually helped a lot of things. Like the calculation is what to add. I didn't know if I was supposed to add my stat to my attack or if I'm supposed to just add an attack bonus. Like, it's definitely unique as far as their system and the way they built it from is than most TTRPGs, but it was a little confusing when it came to learning the dice and what to roll.
I gotta say, it's more of an investment of your time. 100%. If you want to play this game, you gotta really take the time to like go through this book and read all the things your character can do, which dice are for what, which bonuses for what. It is a lot. Not to say that's a bad thing. It's just you going into it, you gotta know that you're gonna have to invest some time into reading this book. It's a big book and it has a lot of information.
I don't think it's hard to learn. I think there's just, it's so unique. Like it is looking at the system from what we have learned already. Some of the system seems very simplistic. Like they're trying to take that worry off of the players, but they are just so different from other TTRPGs as far as their system goes.
Yeah. How did everyone feel about their weapons doing a set amount of damage? I'm curious how you all feel about that.
It changes the dynamic of combat. I will say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like 50-50 on it. I like it. I don't like it. I like the randomness of like, you know, when I swing my sword, did I hit him hard? Did I just kind of nick him a little bit? You know, like I kind of like that. But at the same time, it was kind of fun to just be like, oh, if I hit this guy, I know exactly how much damage I'm going to do.
Yeah. I gotta say, though, that's a little difficult to hear from you from Jeff's perspective of only hitting one thing.
Yeah, that's true. I only ever hit one thing. I know. Yeah, I rolled very badly.
Yeah, I like... I think I have to agree with you on that. Like, I'm kind of torn as well, but I think that I prefer a little bit of that random element. You know, it creates this additional layer of tension in combat scenarios that is palpable. You know, it increases your level of immersion as a player when you can really feel those emotions.
Yeah.
So I think I got to agree with you that I'm a bigger fan of the randomness.
I do see where they're going with the heart thing. Because they're trying to like bring in anime and old like NES games where you have hearts for health. They're trying to tie all that together, which I see the point of it.
That's kind of why I said I was like 50-50, where it's like I understand the purpose and I didn't hate it, but I still think like John said, I prefer the damage being a little bit more random.
That's I'm 50-50 on that because I see their point of why they did it the way they did it with the some swords do one heart damage or two heart damage or based off of abilities and the hearts period. Like it adds a level of lethality to the combat. Like we saw tonight we could get one shot at the end of that fight with the dark chick. I forgot her name already.
Leja.
Yeah. So, like, at any point, she could have one-shot all of us while we were trying to get away. Luckily, we were tiny people, and she missed a lot.
Yeah. Hard to hit you small people.
He adds that level of, oh, crap. Like, if I get hit, I hope it's one heart, because two hearts, and I'm almost dead.
Yeah. True. I really tried to get it in the one-shot, but... We didn't get those injuries in there, which I was trying to, because I just kept missing.
Yeah.
But there is a whole injury table. So once you go to zero hearts, you don't actually die right away. The people you're fighting do to some degree, like you can, it lets you have a choice. I didn't get to show that in there. But for the players, they roll on a table, and the first one, it's not too hard. You roll a d20, and it tells you what you're going to do. You could break a limb. You could fall completely unconscious. And then on each turn, you would roll another one, and it gets progressively harder to survive. And then after three, you die. But you could die before if you roll a bad number. For more DM thoughts, I thought it was very, very easy and very well done on making a full world for like a full campaign. There's so many different areas inside of this world that you can go to. You could be in the forest or in a city. You can have whatever you want, like anything you can think of, you can do it. I love that aspect of it. I do think that it is very, very hard to balance the players, or not the players, the monsters, with how everything goes in there. So you have to really pick and choose what is going to work for whatever situation. But a lot of this stuff is way too powerful. Like Leja, I actually made her a lot weaker than what she actually is per the book, just because of how the characters were.
He also had to give us a sword just to hit her.
Correct. Yeah.
Was there a lot of to the canny stuff, or was there?
Every single character in there was pre-made on the in the book, except for Izza, which she's a character, but it's more of a it's not. Izza isn't actually a character, but she's a monster that you can pick in there if you want. I just made her an actual, like, fairy type thing because I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty neat. I got a lot of pre-mades. It helps. It's like a huge tool for DMs.
Yeah, there are a lot, but it is very hard to balance per level. It's not very, like, cut and dry. Like, hey, this is for a level 3 character. This is for a level 1 character. Or this is level 10. Which I think needs a little bit of work. If you are really bad at making up stories, you don't have to worry about it. I really like that. You can just roll on an adventure suggestion board that they have in the book, and you can make an adventure with just rolls of the dice. I thought that was really good. And then an appendix, which I talked about earlier, but that is where I read through all the rules and at the end, like, or while gameplay, just to like refresh my memory, because there's so many rules inside of there.
So yeah, I guess then it boils down to who do we think this game is for?
Yeah, I mean, this game obviously appeals to fans of anime and like JRPGs, things like that. Anybody who, you know, who finds themselves big fans of those is going to find their home here, right? I think the species in the game, the, you know, the races and things like that, and just the general aesthetic is just... It's begging, you know, for anime and video game fans to come play. And I think it does a really great job of painting that picture too, right? Of like, this is the type of world you're going to be in. So fans of those genres would gravitate to this really well, I think. I would also say this is a game more for a group of committed long-term players.
Oh, 100%. This is a long-term game.
Yeah, this is a game you could play for years and be content every time.
Oh yeah, you could make a massive campaign out of this, and just, yeah, 100%. It's definitely not meant for a one shot. There's way too much stuff in here. I guess that'll lead us to our ratings. And I guess I'll start us off. I gotta say, it's hard sometimes to separate playing the game from the technicalities of the system. And in this one, I obviously have fun playing. I'm playing with my friends. It's a good time. But I gotta give it 5 out of 10 arm flexes. I just... too much in the book and a little too confusing to get into for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that same boat. I am a more of a... I love the system of games more than like the RP of them. And there is so much to this game that it's a little overwhelming at the start. I do love the fact that there is a lot of mechanics to this game, but they also take some of it away from you, which does make it simplistic in the same sense as well. I'm not a fan of the actual mechanic or the system itself, the way they confuse you with the two sets of D20 rolls and all that stuff. So I'm honestly going to have to give this a 4 out of 10.
Dang. Well, I'm going to be the odd man out here. I liked a lot about it, you know, and it's just, the flavor is so charming. It's so fun. You know, the character creation, all that stuff, you know, I think is just a blast, right? And there's a lot to be said for just the fun factor of it, too. I do agree. Confusing, definitely not something I would recommend for any type of beginner, and not something I would recommend for, like, one-shot adventures. But under the most ideal circumstances, I could see this being like something that I would just invest tons and tons of my own time in. I'm going to give it like a 7.5 pixie coins out of 10.
Yeah, Don, I'm with you. If I'm going off the one shot, I would have given it like a 5 because it took so long to understand it. It was a little confusing. But I think once you understand all the rules and can actually play it a few times, I think the system works very well. It has a lot of character, a lot of world building stuff that you can do. So I would give it a 7.5 wretches out of 10.
Well, that wraps up our review. Anybody got any last minute thoughts?
Nope.
No, nothing here. Really, just, you know, I would just, again, caution anybody who's getting into this is understand that this one will be a time investment. And this would be something for a really dedicated group that's ready to settle in on a system for a good amount of time.
And somebody that's a little older, that can really understand and read everything as well. I don't think this is for anybody under probably 14.
I just noticed on the front cover, now that you mentioned that, it actually says 12 and plus on the front page.
Okay, well, I guess I'll put it down to 12.
Well,
I wouldn't recommend it for 12, but if they do...
Well, we appreciate you guys listening. Like we said, this is in Kickstarter, so if it is your cup of tea, go check them out. They are currently in beta version 0.9. So, I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.